Well, Dean, I got the phone call on Sunday evening to say that it had been an accident, but we didn't know exactly what had happened. It was a bit kind of vague. It was my mum ringing me up and kind of crying and saying that it had been some kind of a motorbike accident. So immediately I thought he'd been out on the road on his road bike. But I then got out of her that it was on a scrambler at a course, kind of a circuit he was on. And the bike had somehow left him. I don't know exactly the ins and outs of that. But whatever way he'd fallen on the track via his pelvis, and that had pushed up into the back of his spine and caused some kind of an injury. So then they rang for the police, or not the police, they rang for the ambulance. But whenever they came out to assess him, they realised that he had to be airlifted. So they airlifted him then up to the Royal in Belfast. So that's what I found out.
Yes, the emergency services, they arrived at the racing track in McGilligan. So he was airlifted straight to the Royal, Errol?
Well, I think the way it works is they airlift them to George Best and then they kind of ferry them over that way, but it was definitely airlifted to Belfast.
And to your understanding, do you know what happened to him? Or?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I just know that the bike somehow left him or something to do with the track. I don't know. Either way, he did come off the bike and landed with his pelvis hitting the ground and then that thrust the bones that are there up under the spine, as far as I know.
What did you think straight away and how panicked were your family?
Well, the family were very panicking. My mother obviously was crying on the phone because it was weird because I thought to myself, oh, you know what? He's probably done something to his leg or whatever. Because you hear these horror stories on the people here on motorbikes and they come off and they make some kind of a pin inserted in their leg or whatever. So I immediately thought of something like that. And then we found out the severity of it. And the real kind of judgment of the whole thing started to come into play, you know.
And what are the extent of his injuries?
Well, he said it was injured at the minute. We're just back from the hospital there now. He's actually sleeping at the moment. He went in for, I don't know the name of the surgery, but by the way, can we just say that the doctors up there, they definitely did not get paid enough. Whatever it is they get paid, they should double that or triple it because they were amazing today. Mm-hmm. But the procedure that they did today was they somehow secured his spine in place. He said that he has a little bit of feeling in his legs, but that's probably about it. The doctor today has said that he has a chance of walking, but he just said he might walk. He didn't say for definite that he would ever walk again. He has a bit of feeling in his legs, so they say that that's a positive thing. The spinal cord itself wasn't ruptured or injured. It's intact, and that's a good thing for him because it means the possibility of walking again, you know, is there. If that had been injured, he wouldn't be walking at all, you know. Apparently it's from the waist down. So we're just hoping that through physio and stuff like that, they're going to be able to sort it out. Again, the surgeons today were they were reminding us that it's an uphill struggle.
And the doctor said today it could be 2 to 3 years.
They said even longer than that. They said it's one of these things you're going to have to work at it. It's an uphill struggle. You know, it just goes to show you the danger of bikes, really, doesn't it?
How does that make you feel as his older brother, Errol, when you hear that news?
Well, it's not good because obviously as an older brother, you always feel like you should have to protect your younger brothers. But it's just one of these things. You can't protect them all the time or even at all. So, you know, it's just one of these things that happens. It's, you know, there's been too many injuries and families, you know, hurt.
And you have 9 other brothers and sisters. How have they been reacting to this?
They haven't been taking it too well, some of them more than ever. Dean, I don't know if you've mentioned this, but Dean is a twin. He's the younger twin of Aidan. Aidan was born a couple of minutes before him. So of all of them, I would imagine that his twin brother, he had the closest connection to him, as you'd imagine. He's probably the hardest out of all the siblings. But
and there's obviously been a great deal of support locally amongst his friends in the Limavady area.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. His Facebook page, as you would imagine, has just really come alight with all of these people sending well wishes and kind of saying that they're going to be praying for him and all this. And I just want to take this opportunity, if I can, just to say thank you to everyone